It's 9:05 a.m. This is David Corus, committee co-chair. We'll, excuse me, call the meeting to order. I'll start with approval of the Finance Committee minutes from June 18th.
David, do you want to do a roll?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. So this is
Just
David.
a suggestion.
My mind's in a couple different places.
And by the way, congratulations on your new job.
Thanks. In no particular order, Tom Patton,
Beer.
Doug Delina, motioning here, John Johnson.
Here,
Yeah.
sir.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, and Paul Hinch not present, Paul Weitzcarver not present, and Gaffney Fesco not present, though we expect him shortly. All right, thanks for that reminder. Motion, is there a motion to approve the minutes of the June 18th
So yeah,
Finance
so
Committee?
moved.
Moved by Doug. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Tom. Any comments or requested changes? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Public comment. Any members of the public wish to speak at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to the financial update and starting with the monthly report. Faye, I'll pass it over to you.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I am sharing my screen, or I have shared my screen. Can anyone indicate or everyone indicate that they can see it?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So, starting with the statement of revenue and expenditure for the 12 months ended June 30, 2024, we have total revenue of general operations of 3.7 million. Points to note, we have
Ayala,
received
can we
the
t ask you questions as you're going through?
sure, John,
Just one.
page by page, preferably.
Okay, page by page. All right, fine.
Okay. Pilotage Commission, we have received the full 4 quarters, so we have exceeded the budgeted 90,000. The accessible revenue of 1 million, that represents 3 quarters. So we are outstanding the last final quarter for the accessible revenue from Gateway. As you can see, we have exceeded the interest income from the investment in STIF, which is currently, or at that date, was 2 million, and this represents the 2 million from NEO lease. Expenditure from general operations.
Sorry to, so the accessible revenue, you said that's 3 quarters, the 1,000,076.
Yes.
And how much is the, oh wait, because we didn't, never mind. Got it.
Yeah, we did not have
We didn't
any
start it. We didn't
amount
start it until
budgeted.
Q2. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's because they haven't paid Q4 yet.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we're still
They
waiting.
have not paid yet.
Yeah, they're usually, it takes them, usually a month or so to close their books on the quarter and then convey to us. So we will see their fourth quarter revenue, end of July-ish.
Okay, and so where is that on the balance sheet then? Is that the receivable, the less of the receivable?
Once we are aware of the amount, yes, it will be entered as a receivable.
So, but
Basically.
it's not currently on the balance sheet.
No, because we are not aware of the amount. They have to submit their reports for us to be aware of the revenue portion,
Are we talking
which
about
they
the
have
million
not
seven?
submitted today.
I'm sorry. Are we talking about the 1,000,007, Tom?
Yeah, so whatever the oh, okay. So
This million
So it's
represents
not.
three quarters payment,
Yeah.
which is from July 1st to March 31st. So Gateway has to submit their quarterly reports for the period April 1st to June 31st.
Yeah.
To
Hey,
June 30th, sorry.
can you just give us the quick kind of like maybe the like the remedial why? I think I know why, but you know why that is dependent on them. When we say accessible revenue and their quarterly reports, can you just kind of lay that out so that it's kind of clear why we have to wait for their reports to and why it is that we don't know the amount of revenue?
So the accessible revenue is the commission based on Gateway's income, which is the 7% and the 50%. So if you look on page 5, the top of page 5, which is note 8, Gateway has to submit their quarterly revenue for those periods. And then they will also indicate the 7% for the stevedoring, handling and storage, and the 50% for the wharfage and dockage. These reports normally take a month to a month and a half to be submitted. And once we receive it, we would account for it as a receivable as of June 30th. So we will include it in the financials as of June 30th once we are aware of the revenue.
All right, so it's a lease payment due. They have an obligation, but we just can't book it because we don't know what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we book the Ørsted
Right.
lease payment. We just maybe there comes a time where we have enough of a pattern where we can make
Some
some sort of
estimate,
a
yes.
estimate, but right now it's been so variable. South Fork was kind of at one level, Revolution Wind is even higher. But then there's like a gap in between the projects where it dips down a bit. So we're still sort of learning the cadence, I guess you could say, in a typical fiscal year. And honestly, there may never be a typical fiscal year. It might
Yeah.
be so variable over time.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, the one other option would be to delay the completion of the financial statements till we know that number. But do we have a statutory obligation to have these, in a particular period of time? I'm thinking back to my corporate boards. We won't be reporting for, another 3 weeks or so.
Tom,
Oftentimes.
this is within, so we are within 2 weeks of the year end, so this is really a limited period for them to close off.
Oh, yeah.
Even in terms of annual close off, generally 2 months to receive all outstanding information and reporting. But 2 weeks, they're
So,
within.
I guess my question is, Phil, and not that we would change it anyhow, but just for discussion, what's the 2 week period? Is that a requirement, or what is?
No.
When
I'm
the completion
indicating that
happens.
it's 2 weeks from the year end. So they generally submit their reports within a month and a half,
Yeah. Yes. The
along with the
currently, we are
period.
only 2 weeks from year end. Yes, I understand.
Yes. And I
Yeah.
don't know if we technically have a requirement as it relates to the books. I think the requirement is really just around the audit, right? So I think we have to have the audit by calendar year end. And so I think you just kind of work backwards for that. I don't know that there's an independent deadline associated with closing on
There
the audit.
Yes.
I think there is, David, but I
Is
can't
there?
recall it in terms of the submission of the quarterly payments.
No, I just mean us as an authority. Like, is there a statutory time where we're supposed to have closed the books on the fiscal year? And I'm thinking it's just that there's not a deadline associated with that. It's just we have to do it in time to get it to the auditors in time to have the audit finished by the end of the year, which there is a deadline
So
associated.
So I guess the question is, Bill, I think I heard you just say it's usually a month or two, a month and a half
Full C3.
before you have a full accounting.
Yes, for this is specifically for gateway
Yeah.
payment. They
All right.
normally pay.
And is there anything else that's outstanding that's an estimate or?
So the major outstanding amounts tend to be from Kiewit, for which we make an accrual for their billing up to June 30th
Right,
for
because
Kiewit and AECOM.
we can do that math. Yeah. I don't know, something to think about, David. Longer term, maybe even if it's just for the year end number or income statement balance sheet, maybe we push it a month, but something to think about.
What I can do, Tom, the year-end amount will be on the comparison report when we move into fiscal year 2025. So any updates to the year-end, I would touch on it. So the committee would be aware of any changes
Yeah.
to the
Yeah.
year-end that is submitted as of today.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry to bog everybody down on that.
Pardon?
So I'm sorry to bog everybody down on that topic.
No.
No, I mean, the good news is any given year we're more likely to have a revenue bump outstanding than a
Right. Yeah.
expenditure hit. So that at least helps.
Yeah. Sorry, one more question. When we get that number, do we get the payment then, contemporaneous with it, or does that come at a later time?
No, the payment generally comes when we
With the
receive the
paperwork.
report.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
And then there's an audit process associated with that is codified in the concession agreement with Gateway. So there's a year-end rectification.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt, Fayola. Go ahead.
That's no problem, Tom. Moving on to the expenditure. Total expenditure for general operations, 1.6 million. Revenue less expenditure, 2 million. Depreciation is currently at 4.7 million. Please note that we are outstanding our certificate of substantial completion, which will indicate the portions that were completed during the period, which would result in increased depreciation. So this figure will change as well. I do not foresee it passing 5.5 million or even 5 million. But that figure would change, which is also a non-cost amount. Change in net position, general operations, loss of 2.7 million. Non-operating revenue, 24.1 million. Expenditure from non-operating, 227,000. Change in net position for non-operating, 23.9 million. A total change in net position of 21.2 million. Any other questions on statement of revenue and expenditure? Pages 2 and 3 represent the notes that compile the information on the revenue and expenditure. Any questions on the notes?
I have a question on the budget figures back on page one. I'm sorry, I missed this. It seems to me, if I'm reading this right, that we budgeted in the proposed budget $300,000 for external legal fees. Is that true? And why and how did we arrive at such a large number? Why don't we put $300,000 in there? Is this
What are you
is
looking at, John? Page one.
I'm looking at the budget line all the way over on the right-hand side of the page for fiscal 2025. I think actual was 67,893 for through April
You're
30th.
looking at the budget.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering why we, I can't remember having a discussion of $300,000 for legal fees for external.
So I can answer that, John. That's not what we're
Yeah.
looking at right now, but I can answer that. So in next year's budget, well, let me take a quick step back. We have been spending legal associated with the peer project out of an older capital account. Up to this point, that capital account has been exhausted. And so any future legal expenses related to the project would have to come out of our operating account. We
Yep.
have no idea what that will be, but given that there remains an ongoing lawsuit with one of the subcontractors, we
Yeah.
expect there could be other legal issues that arise during project closeout. We
Right.
were overly conservative. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say overly. We were conservative in that, and that's something that is shifting to our operating account, which we've been able to cover with capital up to this point.
Understand, I got it. I just hope that the $300,000
Yeah,
figure
no, it's a
doesn't
big
get out
number.
to our attorneys, because they'll sit and they'll make sure that they bill us for somewhere in that area if they're not careful. Thank you.
You're welcome, John. Any more questions on pages 2 and 3? Moving on to the balance sheet on page 4, we have our assets of 28 million. Within the cash and cash equivalents, the stiff of $2,100,000 is represented there. The restricted cash of 22.3 million represents mainly the Webster accounts. And the lease receivable represents the 4 quarters to June 30th, 2025 for the NEO lease.
Fed, just real
None.
quick on that. How, what is your thought process, or do we have like a policy in terms of what percentage of our cash could be putting in stiff, or how many months worth of spend we should be keeping in our accounts, just because as our balance continues to grow, we should take advantage of the stiff interest, I think, as much as possible without compromising cash flow for operations.
David, sorry, and stiff is the state money market, basically, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and
Exactly.
yeah.
And it's
It's
got a
managed by
it's
the
like
Treasury.
four and it's like 4.5% or something, right? It's basically a high yield savings, essentially.
When do we get the, do we have a firm handle on when we get these this $500,000 quarterly?
So it generally does come in within the month to month and a half, as indicated, from the end of the quarter.
Okay, good.
David, you were asking in terms of how much funds we retain for in the general operations bank account.
Yeah, so like right now, I mean, I think you said there's like 2 million in stiff. So that
So
means we basically
there is 2 million.
we have a whole year of operating expenses equivalent in our Webster account, which is probably more than we need to have in there, right?
So the benefit of stiff one is that stiff is cash that we can access immediately. It's very liquid cash. In terms of general operations, I would approach it as 3 months once we have a average of 3 months operations within the bank account.
So you're saying, so we keep 3 months in our Webster account, we could put the rest in stiff, and that's still very conservative because we could take it out of stiff at any time that we need it.
Yes. And be it Webster or any highly interest bearing checking day-to-day general operations account. I am looking at other accounts for managing the day-to-day operations, whereby we will not receive as much interest charges, that is, and will receive interest on the funds that are held in that are being held there right now. The current account does not really provide any interest, and they have charges for anything that is applied.
I'm certainly comfortable in you doing whatever you think is right to minimize fees and maximize interest, understanding that you don't have the authorization to invest in anything that comes with risk.
Right.
So Phil, do I hear you say, so you're looking at other banking op options regarding our operating cash account? Does that, are you thinking that that precludes putting money in Stiff One, or because we would use some other commercial money market, or what is your plan?
So, only to minimize the charges, there are other options that provide the same safety that provides interest and reduces the charges.
For the balance held in the operating account only.
In the operating account.
Okay.
And please note that we will not make any decisions or make any investments that will not be informed to the Finance Committee. So, you will be aware of all accounts or any changes prior to. The STIF, because it is governed by the Treasury, was a safe way to invest the funds that we had. And we still have over 1.8 million in a general checking account that is generating zero interest.
So, Fayola, how much do the bank charges normally run on a monthly basis?
Well, the bank charges is based on the activity. So if we do a wire transfer or if we receive money, so the receipts from Gateway, we get charged on those.
Yeah.
So there's no monthly fee, but there are operational charges.
Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha.
We should do better than that. Do we have David, should we direct or authorize Fayola to push more into the STIF account currently?
I think so. I mean,
Yeah,
Faye, you
well, we had planned,
3 months is your target.
what we had planned to
Maybe.
do is to bring a recommendation to the committee next month.
Okay.
Because, yes,
Perfect. Thank you.
we're still looking at options with different institutions, but this is in addition to what we're doing with STIF. But we think we can bring down charges and also increase, if you will, the investment side. But the interviews and discussions with other institutions has not totally completed, but we will be in a position at our next meeting to bring up a proposal to the Finance Committee.
Fabulous.
Okay. So that is, I'm sorry, total current assets of 28 million. Total non-current assets of 309 million, and thereby total assets of 337.5 million. Moving on to current liabilities, 8.5 million. Non-current liabilities of 20 million. Total liabilities, 28.6 million. And net assets of 308.8 million. And this corresponds with the change during the period net position as of June 30, 2023, to 87.6 million. Change in net position, which aligns with what is on page one, 21.2 million. And net position as of the end of the period, 308.8 million. Any questions on page four? moving on to page five, which shows an analysis of the leases and the capital assets. Any questions on page five?
No, I don't have any.
And page six, which is the statement of cash flows. Cash flows from operating activities, 54.1 million. Cash flows from capital and related financial activities, outflow of 49.5 million. Cash flow from investing activities, 680,000, which leaves a net change in cash and cash equivalents and restricted cash of 5.3 million. Cash and cash equivalents and restricted cash as of June 30, 2023, 20.8 million, and cash and cash equivalents and restricted cash as of 30th June 2024, 26.1 million, which is comprised of the general operations stiff and the restricted cash currently in Webster, which is 26.1 million. Moving on to page seven, which gives an analysis of the core balances. So currently, core has, or as of June 30th, core has 16.9 million, or approximately 17 million for project balances. And page eight, which is an analysis of the HDA funding. Any questions on page eight? Any additional questions for the entire presentation?
No, just a comment that it's nice to see the Port Authority earning a return on this investment already. It's good to see.
All right, let's thank you, Faye. Let's move on
You're welcome.
to 4B, the quarterly OFA report.
Okay, I'm trying to write. OFA report as of for the quarter ended June 30, 2024. General operations for the 12 months. Balance as of start of period for the 12 months, 1.5 million. Funds received during the period, 3.3 million. And expenditure paid during the period, 1 million. Leaving funding available of 3.8 million. This includes the stiff amount. The DOT core appropriation for salaries and benefits balance as of the start of the period, zero. Funds received for the period, 400,000, and expenditure for the period, 683,000. Available funding is zero. Core bond projects balance as of the start of the period, 48.8 million. Allocations received for the period, 1 million. And expenditure for the period, 32.8 million, which leaves available funding of 16.9 million.
Okay,
And the
just one
new.
question on the core piece.
Sure.
We have already made the $283,000 payment, correct?
David, I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. The $283,000 payment that we would need to make to DOT to refund core,
Yes, that.
that's reflected in the finances we just went through already, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
New London State Bay Project, as of June 30th, 2024, total funding received 311 and 350 thousand. Encumbered non-construction costs 36.1 million. Encumbered construction costs 274.7 million. Total costs 310.8 million, and funding available 518 thousand.
So is the $518,000, David, is that part of the, is that what's left of the contingency?
Yes.
So we started off with that. What did we set aside? Was it three?
6 million.
6 million.
Yes.
Okay, so we're right on the edge. We
Yes. Yes.
got half a million dollars left.
So two questions about this. I mean, one is sort of Tom's question about timing. So this might be the way that that issue manifests itself, where this report has a due date. And so we're having to submit this prior to having the complete information. So that's just something we should think about. And I don't know whether when we convey it, we, convey it with that caveat. The other thing is sort of minor, but the encumbered construction costs this quarter for State Pier, if you go back to the last page of the monthly report, it shows that amount, which I understand why AECOM put it on there because it's known expenses, but they haven't yet been sent to the board. And so I don't know what the right way to deal with it is. On the one hand, I think we're being as transparent as we should be here by showing that we amassed, $283,000 worth of expenses on the project. On the other hand, they technically haven't been encumbered, because there hasn't been, I think, if I'm reading that page from the last report correctly, the board hasn't acted on that. We know that they're there and AECOM is serving them up to the board, but I'm struggling a little bit with how to show that, right? On the one hand, we want to be as transparent as possible, so it's a known future expense, so we should show it. On the other hand, it didn't really happen in that quarter because the board didn't act on it yet.
So is it just the 283,000 that we're in that's in question, David?
The 283,998.
Yeah.
Yes. Because if you go back real quick, Faye, to the other page, I was going to ask.
Page eight.
Yeah, page eight. Yeah, I was going to ask about it then, but since it was an internal document, it didn't really matter. Whereas now that it's kind of carrying through to something that we're reporting out on, it matters a little bit more. See that TBC, which I don't know exactly what that stands for, to be.
Oh, to be confirmed.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, I get why it's on here because we need to be aware of it from our organizational planning standpoint, but I don't know that it should be on the quarterly report because it hasn't technically happened
Been
yet.
approved.
Yeah. Or else we risk
What if,
trouble counting it. Yeah.
I mean, we could, right, leave it on there with a footnote, or we could take it off and have some kind of a footnote
Yeah.
anyway that
Yeah.
says, hey, by the way, there's this other $284,000
Yep.
that we're expecting, or that hasn't been booked, but
Yep.
people should
Yeah.
know it. And
Yeah, I have no
would
problem
that
keeping it on
increase
there
available
for.
funding then by that same amount, Doug?
Say that again, John.
Would that increase the $518,000 by the 284, right?
It would,
It
yes.
would.
If we
Yeah.
remove it.
Yeah.
Yes, it
I
would.
agree with Doug. If we take it out of the chart, I'm fine putting a footnote to make it clear. I just don't know what the best way to do it is. I don't want to withhold that information, but I
Yeah.
also don't want to risk, like, next quarter we could compile everything that was approved by the board and end up double
Yeah,
counting.
I like the I like that Doug's idea is leave it leave it on the schedule and footnote it.
Leave it on the schedule and footnote. Okay.
Right, because it was you could argue that it was spent this quarter, right?
Yeah,
that,
sure, right. Certainly is an obligation. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an obligation. Absolutely.
Okay, we'll do that.
You know, also I was thinking through this notion of the timing of the docking fees, et cetera. You know, the only reason it's a little bit different this year, or the number is so big, is because we started the project. Your first payment was the first quarter this year. And so going into next year, we will have four quarters to report of revenue.
Yes, right.
And so, you know, that differential between booked and actual will be much smaller.
Yes.
Tom, to elaborate on that.
Meaning because so.
Because it's a variable payment, we will never be fully aware of the amount beforehand.
Agreed.
So we would always have to await the final report from Gateway.
Agreed, but to the well, so here's the question then. When we have our first quarter report, would you book that revenue as first quarter revenue? I presume you would book it as first quarter revenue.
This last quarter will be included in the financials that are submitted to the auditor. So it will be included in fiscal year 2024 revenue. It is not moving forward to 2025. So it's just, so we will include it by the time it's submitted to the auditors. It's just that we aren't aware of the amounts as yet. It will be within the receivable
okay.
as of June 30th, right. 2024.
So I stand corrected, right?
So the revenue for this period will be increased by that amount.
Yeah.
So far by July 2024 financials, you would see an amendment to the fiscal year and June 2024 revenue by that amount.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tom.
Okay, so quarterly report, we'll put an asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Do we put an asterisk on both? One on the operating revenue to make clear that there's still the outstanding, you know, assessable revenue. And then one on the state pier expenditure, saying that it, you know, will be approved by the board in Q1 25.
For the general operations?
Yeah, I'm wondering if we should also put one on the operating, making clear that we're still awaiting the assessable revenue figures.
So for the general operations, we go exactly as the cash flow.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
So we would, yeah.
Okay.
I won't suggest changing that one.
Okay. Okay. Right. So, all right. So then on the state pier one, we would typically be presenting cash. We are presenting it with a known pending expenditure, even though it's not the correct cash number. And
all right. We
annotate it accordingly. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I like that, David.
Any other questions or comments before I entertain a motion to approve the quarterly report to OFA? And what is the statutory that timing on that? When is that due? Is it
so? There is no legal timeline or specified timeline. However, they have indicated within 1 month
We've
of
been right.
the end
They
of the
don't tell you
period.
when to do it, but we've been dinged on doing it too late.
Right.
Fantastic.
That's true.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the quarterly report with that one change?
So
So
moved.
moved.
Moved by
I
Tom, second by
second.
John. Any questions, comments, or discussion? All right. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay, any old business? Any new business?
Not new business, but I would like to make a comment, David, if I might.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my days, being numbered here. But first of all, I want to thank Faye, who is on her vacation to do this meeting. And one of the questions that I reflected on that John Johnson asked when we were in the HR committee. And he asked me about, whether in fact there were any suggestions that I had, from a staffing standpoint. And I didn't go into this at that time, but I think, in as much as we're with this finance committee, one of the terms that I've been saying over the past 2 years to the board, is redundancy, redundancy, redundancy. I've said that about where we are in terms of our staffing and the lack of redundancy. But it's right here with our financial management that I'm hoping that the not only the committee, the finance committee, but the board will also probably take a closer look at going forward. We have an outstanding finance director in place, and we have also a fiscal analyst who is part-time. But when it comes to understanding completely the ins and outs of our financial management and finances for the CPA, this is even going to become even more important as revenue starts to really, really ramp up and increase from an operation standpoint. And the financial management of the CPA, I believe, really requires someone who is in a position to actually understand to the extent that our finance director understands the finances of the operation. And I think that going forward, and we will be in a position, of course, to actually afford this, but someone like an accountant, if you will, who will be as a way of actually backing up to a large extent our financial management and adding additional a robust kind of a complement to our financial management of the CPA. So I just wanted to put a note there, as I now take a look at where what I would do if in fact I were here for another few years. Going out, but I wanted to just plant that seed with this finance committee that the finance director really needs to be able to go on vacation and not have to come back really. But the reason we're doing this too is because we really do not have and do not have someone who has the level of understanding of all of the nuances and working with our finances on a daily basis. It's more complicated than sometimes I think we're able to basically project. And that's what I'm trying to, I think, share with the committee, that we really need to be looking at being able to support, if you will, our finance director professionally in a professional stand from a professional standpoint with the proper staffing that the finance director really, really needs. So I just wanted to plant that seed, with you. I've been sharing this also, and I will be sharing this too with the HR committee as well. But it's one of those areas that, I thought I should share with you as well. Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
No, thank you. This is your perspective on this is obviously valued and very important.
Yeah,
Other business or
echo your
comments?
faith has done a great job grabbing a hold of, sorting through, and understanding these finances. It's a really, really terrific faith. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tom.
Nice job, Phil. Wonderful job. We're lucky to have you.
I concur.
Any other new business or comments? All right, thanks everybody. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Moved by
Second.
John, second by Doug. Adjourned at 9:51. Thanks for the time, everyone, and we'll see you in person next month.
Okay, we'll
Bye,
see you.
everyone.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.